You're such a good boy.
Elizabeth Fraser likes to look at photos of dogs on Pinterest.
Those of us who don't really have kids often will feel like our pets are our children, and I think it's really cute when people have them on Pinterest.
Fraser says she's addicted to the feel-good digital scrapbook, which is geared primarily toward women, with travel photos, fashion ideas, and home decorating tips. Although it's been online about 2 years, it has caught the attention of millions of women over just the past few months, making it one of the fastest-growing websites ever.
I think it's kind of one of those things that you can do mindlessly. People are posting new stuff to it all the time, and so it kind of never gets old.
Fraser also likes that Pinterest is easy to use. She can keep pictures of things she sees on Pinterest or anywhere else on the Internet. She just pins the images onto boards she's created on various topics. Some images are connected to a video or blog. Fraser says she's eating up the recipe ideas.
Sometimes I'll just pull this up and show it to my husband and say, you know, what do you think we should have for dinner? And then he can pick something.
Maryland novelist Rebecca Coleman jumped on the Pinterest bandwagon when she realized it could be used as a marketing tool. She set up a Pinterest page to promote her latest book, The Kingdom of Childhood.
As soon as the page went up, the next day I saw an increase in my sales online. I was selling a lot more copies right away because of it.
Pinterest sends her emails when people pin her book.
It really is great for publicity because my friends have pinned the image of my book onto their pages, and so it spreads the word very similarly to word of mouth, except in a visual way that can reach a lot of people.
He can sound like the hand on the door. Knock, knock.
Stay-at-home mom Jamie Brunson became so captivated by what she found on Pinterest that she began the Pinterest Project with a friend. The blog, not affiliated with Pinterest, highlights crafts and recipes and takes them a step further.
We thought it would be fun to actually do the things we pin, and then we tell people this works, it doesn't.
She dyed yarn using a powdered fruit drink and knit a hat for her daughter. She also gave this photo a distressed look.
To me, it's kind of more homey. It has a little bit more character.
The Pinterest project quickly gained fans.
I've seen a lot of hits come to the blog through Pinterest itself, where people read the blog and repin our blog.
Some people wonder if Pinterest is here to stay or will burn out as the buzz dies down about the website. Pinterest is pinning its hopes on its loyal followers. Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington.
It's kind of a time suck, but they're really cute.